AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. 4 hours from now, the Confederate flag will be removed from the grounds of the South Carolina State House. Governor Nikki Haley signed the bill yesterday. Here's our Ed Donahue.
Haley says this follows the actions of love and faith of the 9 people at Emmanuel AME Church who were shot and killed. And those actions continued on to state lawmakers.
And that action is that the Confederate flag is coming off the grounds of the South Carolina State House.
The law the governor signed requires the flag to be removed and placed in the state's Confederate relic room. The accused church gunman has been seen in photos with the Confederate flag.
I do want to also acknowledge these 9 pins are going to each of the 9 families of the Emmanuel 9.
I'm Ed Donahue.
We are just getting word from Germany of at least 2 people dead in a violent attack there, though we don't have any details. They are looking for a suspect at the moment. President Obama's plan to protect millions of immigrants here illegally from deportation goes before a federal appeals court today in New Orleans. The woman in charge when hackers stole the personal information of millions of Americans says she is staying on the job. Catherine Archuleta is the director of the government's Office of Personnel Management, which is now revealing that hackers got the personal information of far more people than first thought. Our Mark Smith is in Washington.
Initially, the government said more than 4 million. Now, the Office of Personnel Management says 21 million individuals had their Social Security numbers stolen. Most had undergone background checks in connection with a job or job application, but nearly 2 million of those stolen numbers were from spouses.
Financially struggling Greece has sent a reform plan to its European creditors. It includes pension cuts and tax hikes. Greece is hoping for a new bailout. This is AP Radio News. It's not often you see the Pope at a Burger King. Our Steve Coleman reports His Holiness ducked into a Burger King for a quick change of clothing as he prepared to say Mass in Bolivia.
Burger King presenta el
Francis had just spent more than 30 minutes in his Pope mobile waving to crowds. With hundreds of thousands waiting, he needed a place to dress for the Mass he would celebrate in Santa Cruz's Christ the Redeemer Square. The manager of the Burger King, which was closed for the papal visit, said Francis was ushered in to put on his vestments. Before Mass ended, Burger King had a Facebook post thanking the Pope for choosing the BK restaurant as your sacristy.
Solo en Burger King, donde el sabor es el rey.
I'm Steve Coleman.
In Ohio, Doug Hamilton says he's fine with putting a woman's portrait on U.S. money, but not the $10 bill. That's his great-great-great-great-great-grandfather on there now, Alexander Hamilton. But the government says the $10 bill is up next for a redesign. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.